Paul, Lauren's going to go tonight. What's behind that decision? Connor's obviously gotten on a bit of a roll here, but good time for a break.
Yeah, almost numbers game. And so we're looking forward to trying to manage some of the numbers. It's more what we know what we have coming out of the Christmas break. And then in that there's a seven-week block there where we're going to end up running Connor fairly hard. So we like the balance. He's been in for a bunch of games. We want to keep feels good, and we want to keep him there.
We talked to Matthew in the room, and he says he feels good, and you expect him to be a player tonight?
I do.
Any other lineup changes?
Nothing changes, no.
Obviously, the Blackhawks team you just saw a couple weeks ago, and you're going to see him twice here now in the next, 4 days. When a team has been on an extended sort of tough stretch like they are, I mean, in a way, are they a dangerous team because they're going to be desperate?
Yeah, I think everybody is. There's going to be a block of teams right now that aren't 2 or 3 points out of that. This is their time, and they know it. A lot of those games that you're talking about are tight games, goals, at the end of games. And they put up 5 on us, so that's in our heads, right? We didn't like our defensive part of our game against this team. And then beyond that, when you delve into the analytics, their offensive numbers minus their power play, which is going to put a bunch of really good players on the ice, their analytics are really strong offensively. So desperate team with good offense, with players that can win games on their own, makes them very dangerous.
I don't know if you saw, I think it was Butler after the St. Louis game on Sunday, he had some interesting comments. They obviously had a tough night against Vancouver, but he talked about the game against you guys and how so much energy on their team went into gearing up to play the Jets. And obviously they played a very good game here Friday night and then a bit of a sag. Is that something, as a coach of the Jets, that you have to prepare your team for, that mentality that teams will really try and ramp up knowing where you guys are in the standings and what kind of game you play?
But it would have been no different than us 3 or 4 years ago playing Chicago, right? If we were wired at our very best, we started to win some games in there when they were, excuse me, they're a very powerful team. The manifestation of that in terms of difference is what we're seeing. We see less opportunity for odd man rushes by the offensive blue line. So they're aware of some of our speed and that skill. So we've been working on making that mental adjustment of if we just play our game, we're not necessarily going to get more at the offensive line. And we have to accept that. So teams are very aware of transition speed. They're careful with their high forward in the offensive zone, which can be a benefit to us. I think we're 4th or 5th in the league in terms of time spent in our end of the ice with them having possession of the puck. If they have to continually position their team to be aware of that, your breakouts can be a little bit cleaner. But we have to be more accepting of that neutral zone of what we're going to get and not forcing the issue.
What's next for Joe Moore? Obviously shed the non-contact, just a matter of getting some contact in practice. And
yeah, probably 3 or 4 days of pushing that a little harder. The contact's not an issue. But we're still not driving him into the ice yet. He hasn't gone through that process. That's what's next.
What about Andrew Copp?
Yeah, good day-to-day. So I don't have one for you. Moving closer, progressing well. We're happy with where he is today.
He skated before again?
Not today.